It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast. We have so much to talk about today. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
Becca, 2024 sounds amazing. We have so many details to share about what Disneyland has in store for us.
Yes, for the first time ever, we can share these things with confidence too, because they told us.
It is so great. And it goes along with what they've been trying to get us to do as consumers, which is plan in advance.
Yes.
And all the time we're like, yeah, we can make reservations for the theme park 6 months in advance, but we don't know what's going to be happening. We don't know what events are going on, what special parties are happening.
Yeah.
No longer. Now we do.
Yeah.
Should we do just the full overview and then go back to some of the After Dark events the way Disney released it?
I don't care. It's up to you. But just so people know, like, I don't even think we talked about, we said they told us, but Disney, for the first time ever, Disneyland has never done this. They gave us a calendar of all the seasons and events going on, like food events and stuff like that, for 2024. And then the day we're recording this today, just hours before, we got dates and names for the After Dark events that are happening through June. So I'm really excited. And yeah, I think let's cover the seasons and then we can talk about the After Dark events since they're all in the first half of the year.
Yeah, and the After Darks are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we'll cover why those are different, how those are different. But when you book a Disneyland vacation for 2024, all the things we talk about right now are included with your admission.
Yes.
So these are just extra decor, extra things that are happening as you visit Disneyland Resort in 2024. So great. We have the first thing is going to be, well, the first thing is technically the end of the holiday season, yeah, which ends in January, early January. But the first thing of the new year is Lunar New Year. And yeah, that is going to be January 23rd through February 18th. Lunar New Year is so much fun, mostly celebrated over at California Adventure. And I have a really, really great jacket that I'm going to be wearing every Lunar New Year because I got it last Lunar New Year.
So even though it's covered in rabbits, which is not going to be the year of the rabbit anymore. Okay. So I wanted to point out one thing you and I learned about Lunar New Year this year in talking to someone about the new San Francisco. And I want to talk about it,
yes,
because when people, other influencers and stuff, has shared Lunar New Year, a lot of them have, and the whole like overview, they've been sharing video footage from San Francisco when they put the Lunar New Year part. And what did we learn, Jessica?
So San Francisco is a fusion of San Francisco and Tokyo, but they actually don't celebrate Lunar New Year in Japan. So how do they incorporate Lunar New Year into San Francisco? I don't know if they will or not.
So that was interesting to me. And I thought that's kind of cool that we got that information because we were excited. We're like, picture Lunar New Year here. And that person was like, actually... No.
Yes, happens to be someone from Disney Parks who has also worked in the Tokyo Disney Parks. So yes, that was a lot of fun to get that little tidbit of information. But Lunar New Year will be filled with fun, food, festivities, and all kinds of things. We usually get to see a lot of Mulan during Lunar New Year, and then we'll get a little bit of a character for that year. That's celebrating that animal of Lunar New Year. We usually see them. And do you know who it is?
I don't know who the character is, but I know what the animal is.
Okay.
It is the Year of the Dragon, which I feel like we just had a Year of the Dragon recently, but I think it's just because sometimes Mushu shows up as well.
That's true.
So my guess is that Mushu is going to represent the Year of the Dragon. It only makes sense, right?
Exactly. And then we did see like Raya and the Last Dragon meet and greet come. Yeah. I feel like when it first debuted, it was around this time last year. And we'll see what kind of things we get to have. But that is a great time to explore California Adventure Park. So the next thing up, it's a teeny bit overlapping, is Celebrate Gospel. Now they have two dates for Celebrate Gospel in February. It's the 17th and the 24th. Mm-hmm. And it usually coincides with the celebration of Black History Month, which is all February long. So expect live performances and different merchandise and things like that. And that usually happens throughout Downtown Disney and in the park. So we're definitely looking forward to more of that celebration, a little bit shorter because there's just 2 days, but the whole month long is, of course, Black History Month. Moving into spring and spring break season, we have Food and Wine Festival. That is starting March 1st and going to April 22nd. This feels like a really long event.
It's a Monday. Isn't that weird?
Wait, what?
April 22nd is a Monday. So why are they ending on a Monday?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, this is just off the top of my head. What are the Southern California passes? Are those good through June?
Oh, okay.
Or is there something tied into that? It's like there's always things where it makes sense all in the background and we don't necessarily get to know these things, but it always makes sense somehow, some way. Okay. Definitely. Another overlap that's happening April 5th to June 2nd is Season of the Force. Whoa. They wanted to take this all of April, all of May, part of June. So we know May the 4th, May the 5th, those are prominent days in the Star Wars fandom. So April 5th to June 2nd, you can celebrate Season of the Force. What do we usually see for Season of the Force, which is like the defining?
Yeah, it's Hyperspace Mountain is the defining thing for Season of the Force. And then an After Dark event, which we'll get to later. But yeah, Hyperspace Mountain, which is Space Mountain with a lot of Star Wars video and lights intermixed
and
with
music.
It. And music.
The music, the soundtrack for it is phenomenal. I love that version. My husband is a diehard original Space Mountain fan, and we're going to be going before this, so that'll be interesting to see when they switch it over and like if there's any downtime in between. So that's another thing to kind of keep in mind. While we have this whole year planned out for us, we do not have our refurbishment schedule a full year yet. But I think they could work on that. I definitely think they could work on getting that out earlier. So hopefully that's something they've thought of. Becca, it just doesn't stop because also beginning in April, this is like just a few days after Food and Wine Festival ends, we are going to have Pixar Fest. It first came to Disneyland Resort in 2018. That's the last we've heard of it. So what are we going to see at Pixar Fest this time?
Okay, so I actually love the fireworks show that goes with Pixar Fest and the light show. So I'm really excited about it. The Up House flies over the castle and everything. I'm super excited about that. We haven't heard if they will do the fireworks every night starting April 26th or if they'll do like they did with the Disney 100, where it's only on the weekends until summer. So just be aware of that. But we also get a brand new parade. I was kind of hoping we'd get Paint the Night back, but we're getting a brand new parade. And it's going to be
a daytime parade.
Daytime parade in California Adventure. So tell us what it is, Jessica.
Yeah, that's going to be all Pixar themed. I'm sure we'll have some of our favorite Disney classics as well. But that's going to be happening over in California Adventure. The last Pixar parade that we had was Pixar Play Parade. So this is something new. It's called something else. I'm imagining it's going to have a fresh new soundtrack and different floats. For example, we're going to see some new Pixar characters that weren't around the last time they had a Pixar parade. So that's really exciting. Speaking of some of those Pixar favorites and films, those are actually coming back, or not coming back. They are actually going to theaters.
For the first time.
For the first time in 2024.
Yeah. So we got Luca, Turning Red, and Soul. And that's not the order they're going in. But they're all going to be coming back in theaters because they didn't get their theater run because of COVID. They were sent straight to streaming. So that's exciting if you wanted to see those in theater. And I did want to touch Turning Red. We know is going to be in the parade because we saw it in the concept art.
And it's so perfect, right? Music, dancing with their boy band. And that'll be a really good way to kind of get yourself pumped up for Pixar Fest is to go see those movies in the theaters and support those creators and people that worked so hard on those films who hadn't seen it on their big screen yet.
Definitely. So when does Pixar Fest end? When does it
end? That ends August 4th. So it's getting like a really good spring summer run. So whether you're going spring break or summer break, you're most likely going to hit Pixar Fest. And this is really exciting. But a lot of people did mention they wanted Paint the Night for Pixar Fest. Now, I would say that it still could happen. I mean,
because it's not during a food festival. That stops it from running over in California Adventure at night. So I think they could do it personally. I hope they do it. I don't really want to see it back at Disneyland just because it's longer now. And I feel like the longer parade route is better for it. Cause it is a very long one, but hopefully hashtag bring back Paint the Night.
Yeah. Let's put that on our list of questions to harass our favorite Disney people about. Yes. Okay. That sounds great. after Pixar Fest wraps up on August 4th. On August 23rd, it's Halloween time. We are just Walt Disney World wannabes. And we're getting closer all the time because Walt Disney World celebrates Halloween in August. Becca, why are we celebrating Halloween in August? Why? No, for real. Give me, if you were the Disney person in charge of making these decisions, why are we doing that? Just hypothetical. Answer that question.
The reason that I would do it if I were Disney is because of the demand for Oogie Boogie Bash. That's it. That's the only reason. It sold out within a few hours. First, they had the technical glitch, you know, the first day it was open to everyone. And then it sold out within a few hours. And all of them were gone. Used to be a few nights might go the first day, but you usually had a week or two to buy your tickets for some of these nights. No, it was completely sold out. And so moving it a week and a half earlier for the kickoff almost is going to give them more parties. Now, we don't know when the parties will start. That's one thing I want to point out. So like the last couple of years, the Halloween season started the Friday before Labor Day. But the parties didn't start till after Labor Day. So we don't know if that means on the 25th they're going to start parties because it's typically Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, or what's going to happen. That information will come later this year.
Yeah. But it has the potential for giving us at least like three or more new party dates. Does that sound right?
I think it could give us, I looked and I think it could give us 4 to 5 depending on when they start them.
Okay.
More party dates.
Okay. So with that, I'll say another thing I'd like to see because we can't change that. Halloween is starting in August. Another thing that I'd like to see to curb the demand for Oogie Boogie Bash is to limit. There's always ways you could go around it, but I'm just going to say to limit each account, Disney account, to 6 tickets instead of 6 tickets per party. Just going to throw that out there. Maybe that's something.
Yeah, I agree. Because you get people that buy up 8 tickets for more. I mean, I know people that went to 4 parties last year. How they got tickets to 4 parties. I mean, even then, there's still ways that the people that really want to do more parties could get around it. Like, oh, you buy this night, I'll buy this night. That kind of stuff.
Totally.
But it makes it a little bit harder. I know one thing they tried to do was they curbed the, there used to be that little hidden link at the bottom of your place in line. And if you sent that to someone else after you did your purchase, they could quickly get on and purchase as well. That was taken away when they had the technical issue last year. They realized, I think that's probably part of the reason they stopped the sales okay. that first time. So that was gone when they came back up for sell. So that should help a little bit, but it didn't. I mean, they still sold out within a few hours. So I don't know.
So another thing before we move on. So that's going to October 31st.
Yes.
I think with Halloween time, I do not think we're going to see any major changes to Oogie Boogie Bash. Now, each year they kind of introduce like a new trick-or-treat trail villain. But the reason why is because they don't need to. If this is selling out in hours to capacity every time, it's working. Like, yeah. there is no need to change anything.
Sad, because I'd like to see a dance party come back in the Hollywood backlot. That was fun when they had the Descendants one. I'd like to see the World of Color Villainous come back, you know, right. but they're not going to because they don't need that there to sell out the parties. So
I know.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a full episode or more on Oogie Boogie Bash once it gets closer and maybe some wish list items. but let's keep going because, of course, we have a celebration of cocoa that coincides with Halloween time, except for it goes a little bit farther into November to celebrate Dia de los Muertos. And yeah. then after Halloween, we're used to kind of turning it right around into holidays.
I've been wrong. There's like, I've been wrong this year.
Because it usually goes right like around your birthday.
Yeah. So in the past, for the 10, 12 years I've been doing this, holidays have always started the second Friday of the month. And so sometimes it's the if the first is a Friday, then it starts on the 8th. The 8th is my birthday. It should have started on the 8th in 2024. And they decided, we're going to hold off a week. We're not going to start until the 15th. I mean, I think I kind of understand why. The last 2 years, it's fallen over the Veterans Day long weekend, mm-hmm. that kickoff. So, and it's been crazy insane. Even they had almost every Magic Key block this year, and it was still insane. Like, I had to buy a ticket to go, and I'm sure plenty of them bought a ticket to go as well.
As a Magic Key holder, you purchased an extra ticket.
Yeah, I just purchased an extra ticket for the weekend. And I'm sure so many did because many people that are Magic Key holders, especially locals, they find either they're covering it for their own social or they write for an outlet or they just want to be there for the kickoff. So I definitely understand why they did it, but I do feel robbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the holidays are going to begin November 15th. And we've just barely gotten into 2024. But you know what? I think we need to break this up into two and do After Dark.
Yeah.
Coming up next week. What do you say, Becca?
I agree. Let's do that. So yeah, we're out of time. So we'll
Sorry to keep you hanging on, but we have so much to talk about and we also love to rant about Halloween time. So 2024 is going to be a fantastic year. All the things we talked about, you get with your regular theme park admission. We'd love for you to purchase through our link at disneylandwithkids.info/book. And we'll see you next time at Disneyland.